Who got something out of this so far? Okay.
Oh, right.
Let's start. Let's start there.
That's amazing.
Okay, great. So, what was the most interesting part of this to you?
The confirmation that getting in tune with her body and how it feels and why I love it is a real major movement, and that for me is the dynamic. I am wanting to imbibe her. I'm just wanting to feel where she is and just go where, you know. He's right. If there's no thinking, and it's just, you know, I'm just loving her body.
Yeah, and I just really get that you're good in bed, by the way. I get that. You know, like, that's what you said,
yeah,
and that's what you are. I get it. And I know that every woman that's ever been with you has been like, damn, I let that one get away, you know? And it's serious for them. Yeah. It's serious for them. I've had so many ex-girlfriends call me and say, yeah, you know, he's great. I'm really sexually satisfied, but, you know, I think he's trainable, you know?
It's the you ruined me comment.
Yeah.
Because I can't find anything that good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to reframe that as I've raised your standards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, honestly, a woman that's dated you should have high standards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like it's always been the pressure to perform, because the last one said this. You're like, you have to keep that, you know, like, when it's really, I'm just messing with my own head.
Totally.
I shouldn't. You know, the last one said this, so I should, you know, always maintain that when, like, I'm just ruining it for myself.
Yeah, especially, you know, to that point, all women are different.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're so different, it's like, good Lord, they're so fucking different that, you know, what works on your last girlfriend probably won't work on the next girlfriend. So everything they tell you is just, you know, wrong for every other girl, most of the time. I am really blown away. Like, I actually wrote that. It's one of the main focuses of my book, is that every woman is different. You really need to pay attention to her and her body, and she'll guide you into what works just by her pleasure response. But because, you know, every time you try a technique on her, it's almost guaranteed. It's kind of like Murphy's Law. That's the one thing that she actually finds kind of irritating. It's like, oh, stop that. You know? Like, oh, that tickles. Stop. You know? But I'm constantly, like, re-amazed myself at just how different it can be. Really? Wow, that's a weird one. Yeah. You can't rely on anything that worked before. You know, which is another reason to pursue your own pleasure. Because she feels that. She feels that. Everybody wants to be desired. You know.
Yeah, I'm like really excited to be talking with you, Alex, because I feel like since I've been, you know, working with Josh, studying, I've gotten really comfortable with every other stage, you know, and I feel like I had all this, a lot of baggage that I brought even to, like, you know, my job now as a dating coach about sex, because I felt like, you know, when I were talking about this, like, we had this experience where we felt like everyone else was getting this, like, experience, like, when they were teenagers and in college and everything, and so I was just like, I don't know, I felt I was like joining the game way late or something like that, and now I definitely feel that what you were explaining, like, when I'm talking to girls, I'm meeting them, it's very easy for me to meet them, to, you know, attract them, and, like, making out is no longer, like, it's like nothing, you know, like, that's really easy for me because it's very comfortable. But when I start thinking, okay, well, now she's getting turned on by me, she's very attracted to me, and she wants to go. See, I'm like thinking, like, she wants to go home. You know, she wants me to fuck her instead of thinking, like, man, I really want to fuck her. I, like, actually hold back from that because I'm afraid that when I get to the bedroom, it's going to be like, I'm, like, I don't know what I'm doing, you know? Like, I know that I can create a really intimate connection, and I can be very sincere. I mean, that's the authenticity thing. Like, I can be very genuine in the bedroom, but I'm worried. Like, I have problems with premature ejaculation a lot. Unless there's a situation where the pressure is taken off of me for some reason. Like, I just know that, like, they don't care. Like, they just need to be fucked right now, and the duration doesn't matter at all. Then suddenly the pressure is gone. And those were the only times that I can imagine, or that I can remember, where it was easy for me to just enjoy the experience, you know, when somehow, like, they took the pressure off of me, when they proactively were just like, I don't care, like, this is the best experience I've ever had. Then I could let myself fully enjoy that experience instead of thinking, you know, how long am I going to last? Yeah. Oh, fuck. You know, like,
yeah.
Barely at all.
Yeah, a couple of things I want to speak to there, and then I'll cure that for you right now.
Personally?
Yeah, right now. We're going to fix that right now. Because I got it. I know where you are with it, and I can cure you right now. You'll never have this problem again. So,
you're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I'm really excited.
Yeah, I got this.
Well, that's just the way it is. That's
just the way it is. I got this one. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, it's funny because I've done a lot of one-on-one coaching with guys now on this, and I kind of have the secret sauce, so to speak. So, this thing of getting in touch with your own desire can feel like, you know, it's going so well. And if she knows that I'm just this horny fucking guy that wants to tear her to pieces, that maybe it'll stop going well. And, you know, of course, it's the counterintuitive truth is that the opposite is true. You don't want to do it too early. It's creepy too early, right? That's probably not even the case. There's probably no too early for it. If you're super clear in your own mind that all of your desires say good things about you as a man. It's what comes across as creepy is when like, you show your desire and she vibes that you're not totally cool with it.
You're right? Halfway
yeah.
in.
Yeah, right. Because, you know, if there's a lot of women out there that just, they have a rule, they are not going to sleep with you on that first date. They don't give a fuck. They are not going to sleep with you on that first date. And they will get leverage on themselves, right? They haven't shaved and they've done all this. Yeah, they've done all this stuff. Like, there's no way on earth that you're going to fuck them that night. And I'm not saying it's impossible to get them. I mean, you may get them anyway. But bottom line is, if she's got that rule, but she feels how hard you're trying to get her into bed, she's excited for the second date. Whereas if she's like, you know, no, I don't want to tonight, you're like, okay, and then you don't bring it up again, like, you might not get a second date. Like, that's not what she wants. She wants you to try and fucking tear her clothing off. She wants you to pressure her a bit. She wants to feel just a little bit of fear. That's how it feels to be with a man, you know? She's not interested in some guy who's just a total gentleman. That's not fun. Now, no is no, but when she feels like how you are battling the animal that wants to rape her, when she feels that battle in you, she feels like, oh, yeah, he's winning. He's not just a gentleman. He's actually showing massive self-control by not tearing me to shreds right now, but he's showing control on a violently taking me because his desire for me is so strong, you know? I mean, the next day when you text her, she's going to be like, yes, yes, right? I mean, she can't wait to see you again. That's a huge turn on for her. She wants a man, you know, or she's at a lesbian bar, right? She wants a man. So, are there women who you'll run into who have had, you know, bad experiences with male sexual energy who are going to be weird about that? Sure. Yeah, and then you have to do, you know, remediation with a woman like that, and that's a different topic. But, you know, you can heal women of sexual injury, but you can never do it without coming from a place where you're authentic with your own sexual desires ever. I don't know, like, I've read about this thing of, you know, last-minute resistance when a woman comes back to your place, and she's like, no, I don't want to. Like, I don't get that. Mm-hmm. Like, women don't give me that.
Yeah, I haven't had that experience either. I mean, when I was younger and I first started doing this, I did.
Right.
But then I wasn't being vulnerable then. I was trying to breeze past being vulnerable in any kind of aspect, in any kind of way. Because if you're vulnerable, then people know who you are. And people know who you are, they're not going to like you. That's what I thought, you know.
Yeah.
So I would try to skip past that, which is why what I teach, and I'm not sure if you even know this or not, but... I like how you can just freely say whatever you want and assume that we're on the same page, which is totally true. That's
well,
great.
I know you.
Yeah, 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 exactly. So the thing that what I think and what I teach about this is that if you're getting resistance at the very end, like right then it's very likely you didn't really build rapport with her. She doesn't trust you yet, and that's the problem. Like, she just doesn't. she doesn't believe that she can be that vulnerable with you because she doesn't know, you know, and or because she felt like something just wasn't 100%, like you weren't 100% there with her. There's something else, you know. And whenever I started understanding rapport really well, where it was like, there's no way to fake rapport. You are vulnerable. That's what happens. You are vulnerable and you say some shit that you could get attacked on and you don't get attacked and everyone's happy and then you've got rapport, you know. As you get that kind of resistance, it's typically because, you know, that I found, because there's some kind of red zone trigger there, like a red zone response, where either you went so fast that she can't understand it, or like she just doesn't make sense to her, like she has a lot of barriers up around that, like I can't sleep with you on the first date, that kind of stuff, you know, and you're trying to push anyway, or she just doesn't know what you're saying is sincere, or she can trust you.
Can I share a little pickup piece that works for me just based on that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not much of a pickup artist, but this.
But you know a lot.
But here's here's a line for you that works like crazy. If you've met a woman in a bar and then she says, "I don't sleep with men on the first date," just say, "This isn't a date, baby," and then just go for it. I don't know. You know, I've used it so many times, and it works every time. It's just, it really kind of confuses her just long enough to get in touch with how aroused she is. Yeah, that's a line. I don't teach lines, but that's like.
Hey,
line.
You know, I have like my you know right before I get you know going for the kiss. It's like the same thing every single time for me. It was at least you know,
yeah.
And it was like, it's okay. You can kiss me. That was what I would say. You ever seen what was it? It came out with two different titles. This movie. It was the Boat That Rocked, and then also Pirate Radio.
Yeah.
The same movie.
That.
Pirate Radio, and there's this one guy who's like a total ladies' man on the boat, and he doesn't say pretty much a single word the entire movie, but there's women all over him, you know? There's a scene where they open up a door, he's been missing for like a day, and they open up a door, and he's sitting in a room, and there's like literally 45 naked women just sitting around, just sitting there, you know, with him. And so eventually at the end of the movie, one guy was like, "So, you're so good with women, like, what do you do?" And he's like, and he hadn't talked at all in the whole movie. And he goes, "Well, throughout the whole date, I just let them talk. I don't say anything. And they just keep talking, and I just stare at them. And they keep talking, and I stare at them and stare at them. Then eventually, they stop talking for like a minute. And I sit there, and then I go, "Well, how about it then?" And that's his line, you know. It's like, does it every single time. He says, it works every time. And he's like, "Are you serious?" Like, that's what I do, you know. It's funny because we don't, you know, maybe we don't like, these are kind of like secret weapons that I don't know, something about telling people these things, it's kind of like, it stings a little bit just to give it away because it's so authentically me, what I do, you know, and like you, what you do, but you know, I got the idea for saying what I say probably from somebody else, just like tweaking something that someone else said or taking it and saying it at the right time. It's just like, you know, pretty funny. But anyway, I'm going to hijack your story there. But.
No, quite all right. Yeah, to get back into your own desire thing that I promise, like the PE thing. Mm. There's two things going on. One is detachment from outcome. When a woman feels like you're needy, like you're really trying to get her into bed because you're like, "I'm trying to get you into bed because I feel like I need to get you into bed." That script is really hard to break. That runs in us, that script of like, you know, now I've got her this far, so like now I need to, it's almost like you're playing to win. You know, you're playing to win, you're playing for a point. It doesn't occur to you that way, like you're playing for points or bragging rights, but there's something. It doesn't occur to you that way, but it really is that way. Like you really are pressing an agenda. There's a game here, and we all know what the game is, which is, you know, she's going to try and delay sex as much as possible, and you're going to try and get it, right? That's kind of the dating game, right?
It's like the cat and mouse.
Yeah,
process.
Yeah. Really, really putting that game down. Really getting like listening for it in your thoughts and in your emotions, and just really getting rid of it because that agenda, that neediness, that. Attachment to an outcome will hurt you, but your desire will help you. So it's just that sense of like, "Fuck you," you know. It's like, it's another thing I say to women a lot. Seems to go over well, but it's coming. It's not the words, right? It's just coming from me. I'm just like, just over bubbling in me. I'm just really enjoying her and her skin. I just, really letting her feel that, really letting her feel your authentic desire. It just says really good things about you as a man to her, powerfully. And you can't fake that. If you do, it comes across as, I mean, don't do it at all if you're faking it, right? But really trying to replace that agenda with that feeling, right? Agenda no, feeling yes. Very, very powerful.